This week's episode, I cannot believe that we have finally made it here. You guys, it is our 1 year anniversary, and we are reflecting on some of the crazy things that we have gone through in 2020 and what it's done for our business and for this podcast and some of the great things that we've done here. And we're also talking about some of the epic things that we have planned for 2021. Take a listen.
We are gathered here today to bring together the wedding community. Whether you are a seasoned pro, a newbie planning to start your own wedding business, or an engaged couple hoping to see behind the scenes, we're here to share tips, tricks, and laughs with you as we talk weddings. The Union Podcast is a show that aims to build a community for those in the wedding planning trenches. Join Jamie Wolfer, Heather Laurie Fear, and special guests in roundtable discussions about the challenges and joys of the wedding business. And now, here come your hosts, Jamie and Heather.
I cannot believe it. I cannot believe we are a year into this. What?
Yeah, I'm surprised that we are here today. 2020 did not make it an easy year to start anything. And we survived and thrived, girl. We did it.
Like, why did we think that making a wedding planning business podcast in the beginning of 2020 was going to be such a good idea?
We were so hopeful. Like, I remember at the beginning of last year releasing an episode about, like, how you're going to survive this crazy wedding season. And then it was, like, a day later, it was like, everyone stay at home forever.
We had this amazing mixer where a bunch of people came and joined us, and it was so glorious. So many good networking opportunities. Clients, like brides, couples came, clients, brides, couples, all of them. Man, and then not 2 weeks later, boomtown. What on earth?
It was definitely not what we expected first year of this podcast to go. But man, there was still some amazing fruit that came from all the seeds we've been sowing, girl. And I think today we just want to share a little of that. And for those of you who maybe your 2020 was rough like ours, and you're like, I don't feel like anything's gone how it's supposed to be. We're kind of looking for the silver lining and the exciting things we've been able to cultivate, despite the fact we were not doing anything we had expected to do.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I started the year living in one state and now then moved halfway across the country. Like, it's been a weird year. Okay. I have gone now. Okay. But this is not what I pictured.
year. I mean, I have a confetti cannon here from when we did a photo shoot together that I still haven't used. So
there's no reason to use a confetti cannon in 2020.
No. So, I mean, I'm waiting, but eventually I'll use my confetti cannon. So I guess celebrating this first year could be the time. But I mean, this isn't a video podcast, so you guys wouldn't even get any joy out of that. So we'll wait. We'll do like a little boomerang with our confetti cannon someday.
Someday. No, but in all honesty, this has been as hilarious as it is that we would start a business, like a wedding business planning podcast. Like how do we think that was a good, I don't know. But y'all have stuck around, and this has been as trying as this year has been. I feel like we've learned so much about our industry. I feel like we've learned so much about streamlining. I mean, like, last year was chock full of so many good episodes. And I'm not just saying that because I'm in them, okay? I'm saying that because it's actually helped my business, like with the wisdom that Heather brought, or even reflecting on things that I've done in the past and the changes. Like, this podcast has helped me grow and help my business grow.
For sure. Yeah. We have been networking with some really smart people. So I think for both of us, taking little pearls of wisdom that we learn on here as we're talking about it for you guys to enjoy really have helped us set some things up that I think are going to pay big dividends in the future. Obviously, what you guys don't see is that Jamie and I have started working together very closely and have some awesome stuff going on that's been super exciting in 2020, even though, you know, it was a rocky year and the real live in-person events were slim, but other online stuff was going really well, which is something obviously we're always encouraging you guys to consider.
Yeah. We launched this epic email list, like the coolest. I can't. And I say we, I think we all know who the mastermind is here though. Okay. Freaking Heather and her email list. She's just a genius. She just plunked my videos into it and I gave her a green light.
Hey, you know what? That content though, that content killer, you can't have a great email list without some content to teach people. So for those of you out there who've been like, ugh, I just feel like I'm in a holding pattern, like dive into that tech. Like we talk about it in several episodes, different things you can do right now and work on your business to prepare it for when things are normal again.
Yeah.
And that's one huge one we put into place and it's already been paying off. So it's super
literally exciting. Paying. Like we did not anticipate, I didn't anticipate it being what it is. And if you guys are interested in kind of seeing how that works, you can totally feel free to go check it out and see what our email list looks like. I think we can leave that in the show notes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's jwcoordination.com/timeline. I've shared it with a few people. But yeah, you guys can check that out and we'll put it in the show notes. If you want to just go on the journey that the audience that Jamie has on YouTube can go on and see how it's very focused on cultivating a relationship and also educating and supporting them and not so much on selling. I mean, that's something that I think for those of you who are new to this business and it's feeling uncomfortable to sell, like the best way to sell yourself is just make yourself indispensable. Do a really good job, educate people, support them, and have them be like, man, I need more of this. I need to be a part of this. And they'll want to be working with you. So you don't have to push yourself down their throat and, you know, also sounds of like 99% off. Like, no, don't discount yourself. You're worth it.
Yeah. You know it. We interrupt this podcast because there is something extremely special that I want to share with you guys. I don't know about you, but for the last who knows how many years, I have been using a Frankenstein, Googled, copied and pasted contract. And while that is extremely embarrassing to admit to all of our listeners, I know that there are people out there who feel the same as I do. And there were a couple things that kept me from actually getting an attorney drafted contract. Actually, no, there was one thing. It was so expensive and it seemed so out of reach. That's when I learned about Legally Set. You see, Kunbee with Legally Set has created industry-specific contracts for people like you and me working in the wedding industry. They're easy to customize. They're drafted by an actual attorney and not Google. Can you imagine that? And last but not least, they are so extremely affordable. So if you were like me and maybe using a less than appropriate and or legal contract, it's time to step up your game. You have no more excuses. Head on over to theunionpodcast.com/legallyset to check them out. It's been really cool to watch that list blossom. And it's been good to put my money where my mouth is. Like I know I've been telling you guys for a while, like lean into the tech. Actually, no, I've just been holding on to Heather's coattails. She's like techie genius. But that's been a really cool thing to watch happen in our business together because now we're basically 50-50 on the master plan. Like we're doing this, we're tag teaming back and forth together, I don't think I would have taken the time to be as intentional with the tech side of what we do together if I didn't have so much dang free time.
Yeah. And I think that was where we really invested the downtime of 2020. Additionally, you know, we've been trying to put together some stuff to help couples in new ways too. This last year rolled out the club calls, which was something I've been doing with the Wedding Hacker. But like, as we've merged everything together, it just made sense to have you be the face of it. Cause you know, everybody loves being the face. And so she is hosting these club calls. And this is actually a really cool model that some of you out there who have just your local planning business, you know, can do is bring together clients on a lower price point just for group calls where they can ask you questions about planning, you know, get referrals and talk to you about things, but not have you coordinate or personally handle things in a premium way, but just get advice and pick your brain. And reassurance, I would say, is the biggest thing that the people on those calls need.
Yeah. I love that crew of humans so much. In fact, we have a Facebook group for the club members and it's called the Lovely Humans Club. Oh my gosh. And they're so supportive of each other and they're like rallying each other in the comments or in the chat box. And I stinking love them. But it is a really good model. Like copy our ideas. We're giving you the green light. Just take it and run with it. One of the gals I was mentoring wanted to do the same exact style of, you know, what if I just offered hourly consultations instead of just the day of coordination? And I think it's genius. I think it's such a smart way to just provide guidance, because you guys know, we've said this a million times, your clients have never done this before. They don't know what they're doing. So really kind of leaning into that for us has created an unintentional community that I'm basically obsessed with. In fact, if I look to the left of me, I have like their save the dates and their wedding invitations all saved right here. I know, it's pretty stinking cute. So just a way that we've grown that I think, if you guys want to steal the idea, it could be kind of rad.
Yeah. And I mean, the idea came from me thinking of like, couples need almost like a counselor sometimes is what it feels
yes.
like.
And
if they're on the tighter budget, you know, they can't afford a full service planner and pay the premium for that. They're not looking for all of that, you know, like top level support. They're just needing someone to listen to what they're going through and go, yes, I agree with that. No, you should do this. Have you considered this? And that gives them the reassurance and the comfort to know they're on track, and also kind of giving them a guide, which any planner would have kind of their checklist of things that they guide someone through. And so kind of working with them to keep them on that path. So definitely something you guys might want to consider. But I think even if you're a local business, you could even have this in person. Honestly, I had thought it seemed kind of like a cool idea to almost do it like a wedding planning support group, and people just pay to like actually be able to chat in person. And be like, look, these are my swatches for my bridesmaid dresses. What do you think? You know, and it could be like a fun little like wedding planning club.
I freaking love that, because honestly, what can be so hard for couples planning the wedding is if one member of the couple is not into it at all,
right.
And then the other member is like, I just want to be heard. I just want to feel seen. I want someone to say, ooh, cute idea. But none of my family's interested, or someone else who gets it. Cause I mean, if you guys have ever planned a wedding yourselves or watched your clients go through it, you know that there is a time where someone's going to hit some sort of rock bottom because they just feel alone or exhausted, and they're going to need someone else to talk to. And we as vendors are often whom they will turn to. So I just love this model. I love the idea of it in person though. I think that's so freaking cute.
I think having someone there, like you said, to listen, to give them a hug, and also to like share resources. Cause there's obviously so many digital versions of this and Facebook groups that are out there for different cities and whatnot. But if you can curate this in the relationships, I think it's also going to be a great lead magnet for you. Honestly, if you are even a photographer or a videographer or a florist, like I don't really think it matters what vendor you are. If you can bring these people together and just be able to support them, and maybe it's even free and they're there, and then you're just picking up leads or referrals from them, I think it could be a really powerful tool. You know, get creative, you guys. We're all about like figuring out a niche that really solves the problem for your clients. And
yeah.
I think this has been one that definitely does. The couples who are in there rave about it and are like, this is the best thing I'm spending money on. You know, it's so calming for them.
Yeah, I totally agree. And before, because I know what's probably running through a lot of brains right now is like, but I don't know if I provide the right kind of value. One, stop. 100% you do. You automatically know way more than your clients do. Two, if you are in one of those categories where you're like, why would someone come to me for advice? I'm a videographer. Like they don't come to me for this. Maybe pull together a panel of other vendors, and you can host, you know, monthly Q&As where like, just come in, jump in on the Zoom call, throw some questions in on the chat. Like, great way to network, great way to bring in leads, and great way to provide service for potential clients and couples who are just really stressed out by all this. So that's definitely an improvement I feel like we've made, just because it allows us to be more present for those who need help, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it. And I encourage you guys to think about this. I would love to hear about it if you roll something like this out. And
yeah,
please keep us posted on that. What else have we done this year? We made some really awesome partnerships with some companies.
Yes, we did.
You guys obviously have heard that Jamie mentions HoneyBook on here.
Yeah.
She was using them anyway. And that's the thing that's really sincere about everything we've done with any partnerships we've taken on is we really love and use the products. So it's been something that's been like surprising and exciting to have open up as an opportunity to promote and to share what they're doing and how it works as a resource for us.
Yeah.
And that's something that for you as a local vendor also may open up. I don't know what all the resources are that you use as a florist, but maybe there's something there that would be helpful for you to be working with a company kind of sharing what they do and those sort of things. And again, we've talked about multiple revenue streams, you guys, like
yeah,
keep your eyes open for these opportunities.
Yeah. Especially after on the heels of 2020 with stimulus checks that are just so sad looking. Diversifying your revenue stream, I think, is a super important thing, which I'd love to remind you guys, if you ever do want to become like jump on board with the master plan and kind of help out your clients by having that as part of your package, we'd be more than happy to get you hooked up with that affiliate program that we got going on, because we are definitely in the business of let's make things as easy as possible for our clients. It's already stressful enough as is. We just went through a crap year. Let's be honest. It was a crap year. We learned a lot, but it was crap.
Yeah, it wasn't the best year. No, definitely not.
So if you guys are looking to add in additional revenue streams, we have that as an option. We'd be thrilled to have you as a part of our affiliate program there, because we're passionate about it. It's honestly, this course is like one of the best things I've ever made other than my children, you know?
That's saying a lot.
That's saying a lot.
You have lovely little children. So they're top tier children. And then this course right up there.
Yeah, right up there.
Yeah. And you guys, if you're thinking like, why would I want to be an affiliate for the master plan? I'm a wedding planner. This makes no sense. I just want to throw it out there again, diversify. You are most likely having some people come to your company who can't afford you. You maybe have people who can only afford you as a day of coordinator, and you don't see the value in being their full service planner for a cheaper rate, as you should. You shouldn't be working for free. So this is an option of something to kind of put in place that can help bridge that gap with those clients and then still secure you the job as the coordinator and get them down the path smoothly or masterfully, as Jamie would say, and, you know, make it easy, a win-win for everyone. So it is something you can integrate with a business you already have going. Does not have to be something you market on your website openly and like have kind of compete with you, but it certainly could be something that you offer on the back end after a sales call. If someone's like, you know what, this is just not going to be in my budget. And you're like, you know what, I can help you. Yeah. Here's the way we can do it. You'd have this program. And then a month before I'll jump in, we'll have two meetings and I'll be there in your rehearsal and wedding day, you know, and kind of do a hybrid version.
And I think we've all, if you're a planner and you're listening to this, I think we've all had those clients as day of coordination clients where you show up on the scene and you're like, this is what happened. Like, how did we get here? So that added step of extra support and extra guidance from someone who's not yourself that they can do on their own time, that gets everything organized for you. Cause that was actually one of my intentions when I was making the course. I was like, I want any coordinator or any planner who gets someone who's gone through the master plan to come up and kiss me. I can just be like, you're the best, you know? So it is a great way to set up your clients for success and also to pocket a little bit of that revenue, because it's, why not talk about things that we already love? Like HoneyBook. I'm already talking about HoneyBook because I'm a freaking obsessed with it. Every vendor who I talk to that about systems, I get them on HoneyBook because it's just, I mean, Floris, I just recently got a venue on HoneyBook. It's just like good. So I don't know where I was going with that rant, but you're welcome.
Yeah. I mean, it's just something that you believe in and you can share. And so if you're interested in any of that, reach out to us. We'll get you set up. But you guys, you've also been asking for something.
And yes, you have.
It. We're making something for you.
Do you want to say it? Should I say it?
Okay. Yeah, you say it. You say it.
It's, we're, I can't even speak. I'm just overwhelmed. We get a lot of questions about like, how do I get started? How do I do this? And obviously we've got a couple episodes on that. And I think our most shared episode ever on social media that I've ever seen us being tagged in like this was how to become a wedding planner. Mm-hmm. So it's super obvious to me that like, y'all are here for this. Y'all want this kind of content and you've specifically asked for it. We've had people ask for mentorships. We've had people ask for, you know, can I just sit down and ask you some questions, interview, how do I get started? What do I do? And there's only so much we can fit into even a 1 hour podcast, and that's pushing it.
Yeah.
So we are rolling out the Union Network. Wait, no.
That's part of it too.
That's part of it.
It's a two-part thing, you guys.
It's a twofer. Okay. So to pause on the network for a sec. We are rolling out, this would have been the big moment had I not just drum roll, please. The Union Mastermind, you guys.
There we go. That's it.
I know. I made it. We finally got there. we've put together a whole mentorship program where we've got two different options depending on the level of commitment that you want to be making over the next period of time. And I'm just so thrilled to share this with you. We are opening up mentorship spots. So we have two different options. They're both 6-month commitments because honestly, I feel like starting a business like this, especially in a season like the one that we just experienced, it's going to take some time. There's going to be some growing pains. And frankly, I don't think you should be cramming everything into any time frame shorter than that. I do think you should be taking your time and doing this effectively. So it's a 6-month commitment. There is the one option that is the mastermind, where it is a monthly Zoom call with everyone else who's in the mastermind with you. The same exact thing that we're doing with the clients, we are going to be doing with you guys. The only difference here is that we're actually going to be providing some structure to it. So each month we have a very specific topic that we're talking about. So I will kick it off at the beginning, talk about what it is, how to make it work. And we can touch on like what those are in just a second. I promise I won't speak in vague generalities the whole time. And then most likely if there's time, if I don't talk your ear off the whole time, because I keep saying we, it'll be me. Heather will be there lurking behind the scenes, but it'll be
me. I'll be there. I'll be doing all the tech. I move the levers in the background. No one needs to talk to me.
And I'll say something about a link and she'll just be in there like, here's the link, guys. Like, it'll be great. Or it'll be in your email tomorrow.
Yeah, all that.
Something like that. And then if I don't talk too much, we would open up for a Q&A at the end of each session. So that's kind of what that mastermind looks like. In addition to, I'll tell you the six topics real fast.
Let's tell them about the topics, Jamie. We have crafted these topics to like guide people from step zero of dreaming about having a wedding planning business to like having clients and having a calendar getting booked up. So they want to hear about this.
Because I think our whole approach is like, we want to give real, honest, no BS advice. Like, we're not here to fluff it up. We're not here to make it sound more glamorous than it is. We're here to get down to business. And how do you set boundaries? And how do you turn a profit? And how do you make a name for yourself in what feels like a very saturated industry? I still am of the mindset, like, there is a butt for every seat. There is a client for every wedding planner. And that's why I think launching a course or a program like this is so important, because I think that there's clients out there that need you. So if you are holding off on getting started, like, I'd love to be the person that helps you on your way. And I'd love for Heather to be the tech person behind the scenes.
Yes, I'll be there. I'll be there, guys. And I just want to point out, like, for real, we so much know there's a butt for every seat that that's why we have the union network part.
Right.
Because those people contact Jamie, really, but like me, because I'm in the email, but they're reaching out wanting really Jamie to be everywhere. They're wanting her to be magical like that and run so many weddings. And it's been a blessing of her amazing YouTube channel that there's just a huge amount of couples that feel so connected with her and want her to work with them. And what we've decided is, if there's this program we can guide those of you who are new to this industry through, then Jamie has now trained you and give you, you know, has given you a seal of approval where these couples will feel confident to go to you. So we can basically create the union network where we have a list of all these wedding planners who Jamie has personally mentored that we can refer to. And there are thousands of these couples on, actually it's tens of thousands of couples on this email list that all want day of coordinators, because that's a huge part of what we believe and what Jamie educates them on is the value of a day of coordinator. And so basically we have so many leads. We have too many butts and not enough seats.
Yes.
And so this program is training some people to be ready to take on this workload so that we can refer people to you. And once you've gone through this program, you're on the list and we're going to send leads your way. And do you want to tell them what we're going to talk to them about on the calls?
Yeah. I think crop this part out. Sorry.
I think this has been good though, overall.
I think we're fine. I'm fine. Okay. So what we are talking about each and every month, for the first month, we're going to talk about business basics. And they're all done strategically in such a way, time-wise and flow-wise, that they should all be building on top of each other. Business basics are who do you want to be? What kind of clientele do you want to draw in? What kind of seat do you want to be in the wedding industry? And then the next month, we will be talking about package development and systems that you should be using. Now, if you're a good student of this podcast, you are already going to know a few of the systems that we're talking about. But how do we get all of that set up? What does that look like? What are the steps that you specifically need to take? The next month is the dreaded contracts and legalities. And nobody wants to talk about this. I know. It's not very entertaining. But as you guys know, I'm a firm believer that boundaries are of the utmost importance, and that in order to have an effective client relationship, you do need to let them know what you do and what you don't do. And some of the best ways to have those conversations or set up those boundaries is through your contract. From there, we'll move on to branding and web presence. We both talk about this a lot. You have to have some sort of web presence, but that feels really scary because it feels like you're permanently putting yourself out there in a visual capacity. And sometimes that's daunting. So let's talk through that. The next would be getting clients, actually advertising and sales. Like, how do we get clients? We're going to walk through a sales call. We're going to talk about the language that you should be using and how do you answer the difficult questions? Because we've all been there where a client is asking questions and you kind of feel like you're being grilled a little bit at the Spanish Inquisition. And you're like, this is a bit much. Okay. I don't know how to answer this. But how do we successfully deliver the information in such a way that like people feel safe, they feel heard, they feel understood. And then lastly, how do you keep clients happy? Because now you got them, how do you keep them, you know? So those are going to be the monthly phone call discussions. And I think we're even going to be tacking on, this is an idea we were tossing around before, like a Q&A session at the very end, just a live Q&A, one whole session. Yeah.
To wrap things up so that if you've gone through this program and you're like, oh my gosh, but for me in my area, I have this issue, you know, you can tackle those specific questions for you and get the guidance you need. So, I mean, it's a pretty incredible lineup, you guys. The resources we're also pulling together because we've now been networking so much with, again, like I said, some of these companies that we love, we're going to be pulling together some discounts on different things that we know you're going to need. Which you can use or not use, but like, we're just wanting to pull the resources together. So if you've been sitting there listening to this podcast going, man, this is my someday dream, this might be the day. Like, you should start moving ahead and this will get the momentum going. By the end of the 6 months, like, our goal is that people have clients slotted and are moving ahead with projects that are going to help them make some money and, you know, live their dreams.
Yeah, it's the removal of the last speed bump, the last hurdle that is between you and actually starting your wedding planning business. Like, at this point, I'm literally giving you the keys to the back entrance of the kingdom. Like, I can't even get full sentences out. I'm so passionate about mentoring people. I know, like, online, you guys have seen me talking to clients for the last 3 years, like couples getting married. But what you haven't seen behind the scenes is I do mentorships. Like, I get really sad when I'm done mentoring someone and they're off little fledgling, like just running their own life and doing their own business. And here I am like a proud mama bear. And then I get sad and I need someone else to, I need someone else to walk through this because I didn't have that. And that for me was really sad. And I want to do away with that stigma. And I really want to help people get going because like Heather said, we have tons of people coming to us and I want to make sure that I'm sending them to people that I trust. So why not have you guys be the people that I'm trusting with these clients who've come to us, you know?
Yeah. And it is kind of self-serving in that way, you guys, because there really are these couples asking, who do I go to in, you know, Las Vegas to coordinate? And obviously Jamie can do a certain amount of things herself. I can do some, like, we have a little team here, JW coordination, but the travel costs are restrictive and aren't going to serve these clients well. So our thoughts are, hey, let's bring together a bunch of new folks who are getting their businesses going and send them leads and help them, you know, get the momentum going out of the gate because we're in a blessed situation where we have that ability. And also, it's like the deeper thing is we have the trust of the audience Jamie has. She does such a great job of supporting and cultivating this relationship with her audience that she really is their trusted authority on this. And so for her to say, hey, these are people I have vetted and trained, they're ready to go and they're going to do a great job for you, says a lot for them. So I'm super excited about that because it's not only helping those of you who take this opportunity, but it's helping the couples feel confident and find someone who will really do a great job for them. So really it was kind of solving these two problems within the business that we saw and being like, okay, how do we marry these two problems and solve one thing? So that's what we did here.
Because it is very hard for me to trust my clients or like my perceived clients, my viewers with just any name. Like, I don't want to just be like, yeah, I Googled and here's a coordinator in New York City that looks fairly reasonable cost-wise. Like, no, I want to know that they're kind. I want to know that they have a heart for this. I want to know that they're going to take care of these people because I'm astounded that people have put their trust in me. I don't get it, but for some reason they have, and I'm going to do my best to honor that as best as possible. In addition to those monthly phone calls though, remember that Lovely Humans Club that we were talking about earlier? you will get access to observe those calls as well every single month, which means you can sit in and watch how I answer questions. You can watch how I answer emotional questions because we get a lot of those. I think there's a lot of counseling that goes hand in hand with being a wedding planner. So how do you respond to those kinds of things? And you can start counting now the amount of times I'm going to say gracious honesty in those phone calls. You will also get access to the recordings. So you can return and watch them at any point in time for the year, for a full year. So the program is 6 months, and then you get an additional 6 months afterwards to return back to any of those recordings, look through the show notes, rewatch something. Maybe you're feeling a little nervous about your boundaries, go back and rewatch that episode, so to speak. So really, we want to make sure that you are not going into this blind. Like, you feel really supported, and we're covering every single excuse that you might come up with to keep you from getting this business started, because I need you. I totally need you. Heather and I need you. So if this is something that you've been wanting to do, get on board. And we're so excited about it.
Yeah. I think that's a good way to explain it, is like being a part of this, like I said, solves some problems for us, that we really want amazing people to refer these clients to. In addition to that, it's going to be like an awesome community of people that you can connect with. So we're going to have a Facebook group exclusively for people in this group. That way you guys can support each other as you're going through this, give each other guidance, support, advice, resources, all that sort of stuff, which I think that networking, even in a virtual space, is so powerful. And I know you will be from all over the place. So it's not like you're going to be competing with the person right down the block that you're in the group with. It's likely going to be someone from across the country. So that's a nice little bonus too.
We're going to interrupt this podcast for just a moment because there is a screaming deal that you guys absolutely have to take advantage of. You see, I've been using HoneyBook in my business for like, I don't know, the last 4 years or so. And honestly, no kidding, this is one of the best decisions I have made. It makes it so easy for me to keep track of clients, keep track of details, and to avoid that dreaded accidental double booking. Did anybody else just shudder when I said that out loud? Because that totally did. But the good news is, with HoneyBook, you don't have to worry about any of those things. It is literally made for wedding vendors like you and me. But the reason that we're talking about them today is because they are offering a screaming deal that you have to take advantage of. For the next 8 months, if you sign up right now, for the next 8 months, all you gotta pay is $1 a month. $1 a month. This is ridiculous. Please head over there and sign up and make your life so much easier. Head on over to theunionpodcast.com/dollar because it's a dollar a month. All right, back to your regular scheduled programming.
I mean, Jamie, you didn't talk about the fact that if people did want to go with the premium option, you're going to have like a one-on-one upgrade to where they can get premium membership, or not membership, mentorship with you.
So I'm opening up, like I said, I thinking love this so very much. And I want to help as many people as possible, which is why we've put together this group mastermind. I think we're going to cap it at about 30. So it's still intentional. It's still small enough. But we're helping in a group setting. But there's something about the one-on-one to me that is so precious. And we're opening up 5 premium mentorship spots. I'm holding up 5 fingers like you guys can see me.
She is. I can validate that.
But 5 people where throughout this 6-month process, after we have these calls, I then have a one-on-one call with you. I mean, not immediately following, but like in the next few days, the next week, we set up a call where we go through, okay, let's talk about what I talked about in that group call together. Let's answer your specific questions. Heck, maybe you don't even have questions about how to put together a package. Maybe you have questions about a styled shoot and you want to start working on one of those. And you need feedback on your styled shoot idea. Or maybe you want me to review your website for you and give you some pointers, maybe read through your copy or the words that you'll be having on your website, those kinds of things. An actual person who does this in the industry giving you live feedback, I think, is of the utmost importance. But again, because it is a much more intimate relationship, we're reserving this to 5. And then on top of that, we will be giving you a contract, like giving you a legally binding, beautiful contract that Coonby's done from over at Legally Set. That'll be included in that cost as well, which is insane. So instead of us just talking about the contract, we're actually handing you the one that I use and the one that we think you should be using as well. And then you'll still get access to the recordings, both the group calls and then the individual mentorship calls. And you can still observe the Lovely Humans Club or the Master Plan Club calls, and you will get a members only spot in the Union Network. I'm hating how spammy this sounds, but I hope y'all can hear my heart in this.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, this went, we went a little deeper into talking about this than I think we intended today. But yeah. This is like the thing, I will say, honestly, in the last 2 weeks, I've been like working on the tech part of this around the clock.
Yeah.
So it's kind of top of mind for us. And if you're listening and you're like, okay, I'm totally not going to get this, but that's all cool and lovely, that's fine. We're going to talk about a lot of this stuff on the podcast. And yeah. That's the truth. That's what we talk about on here. This is just more of an intentional program that's going to go deeper into certain subjects, really give you accountability to work through this and guide you through the process. You're welcome to go along at your own pace listening to podcast content, and we wish you nothing but the best. But if we're going to put, you know, Jamie's stamp of approval on this and refer clients to you, this is just the process it's going to be to make sure we can guarantee some quality for the clients that we are sending your way.
And I just get so excited. I just want to help you guys. So if you have had that mental block in your brain and you've been hanging out listening to these podcasts for a while and you're like, one day I want to become a wedding planner, but I don't know how, now's the time. Because, oh my gosh, I'm so excited, you guys. I can't. I'm sorry for being spammy. I'm just really passionate about it.
I know. And we started all this because we were just excited that we're 1 year into having this podcast, which is really like the seed that started all of this, which is so crazy. So for those of you who are like, hey, maybe I should have a podcast, like all about Baltimore weddings, like do it.
Yes.
Do it. On that note, like the opportunities that open up from putting yourself out there in this way are so immense and unexpected. And honestly, you think you have this straight line ahead and it's like, we're zigzagging all over the place, but it's a beautiful, exciting journey. And it's all growth and all improvement to what we had. So if that's where you're at, I say, do it, go on out there. Let us know about
it. Yeah. Especially if you start like a wedding planning type podcast. I mean, if you need somebody to come on your podcast, you could just like hit me up. It's fine. I'll come hang out with your podcast. It's cool.
We know a little bit about weddings.
We know nothing. We're buffoons. No, just kidding. We know some things.
Something.
No, it's been an incredible year. I think the greatest part of like creating all these extra, and not extra, these pivotal things has been because you guys have spoken. Because you have asked, because you have reached out, because you have given feedback. And like, we wanted to create something where it just felt like a win for everyone involved. And we would not be here right now, even creating the Union Mastermind or the Union Network, if it wasn't for you guys sticking around, if it wasn't for you showing up, if it wasn't for, oh my gosh, your reviews. Every time we get a review, I get so, it's such a buzz. It's so incredible that you guys see this as a resource. So basically, setting up this whole Union Network and Mastermind is a big fat thank you to you. We're so grateful that you've stuck around. we're so grateful that we made it to our 1 year anniversary doing a wedding planning business podcast in 2020.
Of all times.
Wow. But thank you. And thank you for being vocal and for sharing. And man, when you guys share us on your Instagram stories, I like die. It's so exciting. It is so exciting.
Seriously, every time you guys tag us on Instagram, it does make me giddy. And I mean, I'm definitely no celebrity, but like, it makes me feel like kind of famous.
Kind of famous.
And I'm just like walking around in my house in my stay-at-home orders, just being like, yeah. I got this.
I got mentioned in somebody's story today. It's great.
I tell my dogs, they're like, that's cool. But I don't, you know, want to add to the spamminess, but I am just going to point out that we are doing this program in cohorts. So like, there's a group of people who will start at the beginning of February. So like, if you're thinking about doing this, there's a deadline, unfortunately, of January 30th, because we're going to, you know, be moving through the content live week or month by month. So if you're in for it, email us or message us on the website, or I don't think we have a link live for this yet as of the time that we're recording this. So I will add it in the notes, but yeah, email us. I think it's info@theunion.com. podcast.com is our main email. So shout us out, reach out to us. We'll make sure you get the link if you're interested, and you have till the 30th because likely the spots will fill up, but if they don't, the 30th, we're closing it up. So we can just focus on building up those people who join us and cultivating their businesses and making 2021 the most amazing year to balance out last year.
Yes. Amen. a freaking men. Absolutely. No, I am grateful. I'm grateful that you guys are here. I'm grateful that you hung in through a stupid year. Okay. let's be honest. And I'm so excited about all these new opportunities that we are going to be building together. Because again, we cannot do this without you guys. And we're happy you're here. And thanks for making it to the end of this podcast. Is this the end? Are we done?
We're done.
Is this where you bring out the gong or the shepherd's hook to pull me off the stage?
No, I bring out my cannon. Confetti cannon, that is. It's going to be exciting.
I was like, a cannon? I'll move. I'll stop talking.
Boom! Yeah, got it. Have a good one, you guys.
Happy 1 year anniversary, Heather.
Cling, cling. I'm cheersing you from afar.
You've just walked down the aisle of today's episode of the Union Podcast. Thank you for celebrating today's show with us. We hope that you found a little gem of wedding wisdom from this episode. Please let us know your feedback by sharing a screenshot of this episode on Instagram. Be sure to tag @UnionPodcast so we can hear your voices. Let us know what topics you'd love to hear about on future episodes. And don't forget to subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform you prefer. Until next time, stay lovely, wedding friends.